Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We've got good news. The world is open again, and people like you, people of faith, are traveling to Catholic sites around the world. Want to travel with exceptional Catholic leaders this fall, next year, or in the future? Are you looking to see specific sites, celebrate traditional Latin Mass, or travel to destinations without vaccine requirements? We are here to help you deepen your faith on pilgrimage. Give us a call at 1-800-842-4842 or visit us online at selectinternationaltours.com. Select International Tours is your pilgrimage company, and we have the perfect Catholic trip for you.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
Hello, everyone. I am driving home from Tennessee. What a bizarre week. And I'm telling you, I was abnormal. And I'll tell you why I'm talking about the word abnormal in a moment, because we are going to reflect on the first reading from St. Paul, which is the first letter to the Corinthians. Now, St. Paul proclaims twice that the scripture was fulfilled by Jesus, number one, dying for our sins, and number two, resurrecting from the dead. And then he shares with everyone that he showed himself after the resurrection to Cephas and to the 12 apostles, and then to the 500 men and women who all saw him at once. And then he mentions that many of whom are alive, but a few of them have fallen asleep. Bottom line, he says at the end, and then finally, to me, the one who was abnormal. I think it was like abnormally born or something like that. It really made me reflect at my abnormal nature over this past week. And I'm going to tell you why. Every one of us need to have a rigor in our life. If we do not pray every day, how do we expect the Holy Spirit to grow in us? How do we expect virtue to ooze out of us? It's not going to happen. We have to participate. We have to sacrifice every single day. We have to give our life to God every single day. It's a daily practice. It's a daily routine. And how many of us can say that no matter what, we are doing that same rigor every single day? There is the reason why priests and religious people, and I'm talking about nuns and monks and all of those, have to do certain things in their state of life. So the office of readings, that means that they are praying at length in the morning, they have mid-morning prayer, they have afternoon prayer, mid-afternoon prayer, evening prayer, and night prayer. I mean, they are stopping their day to pray throughout the day. How many of us do that? How many of us actually just pray once a day? And I will tell you that the time to pray is the moment that you wake up and you start your day, whatever time that is. If you're a night shift person and you get up at, you know, whatever o'clock during the day, that's when you do it. If you're a normal person, not normal, you know what I mean. If you have a normal day and work doesn't have you have weird hours, then you get up early. So that means get up before the kids get up, get up before your spouse gets up, get up before work. Get that due time. You have to give God your first fruits. And that means like at least 15 minutes, and that isn't even enough. I mean, how many of us are truly focused on God and fighting our distractions and have a solid 15 minutes? Not going to happen. It's got to be a good half an hour where we prepare for the prayer, and then we pray, and then we reflect after the prayer to see, what is God telling me? If you're reflecting and you're praying over the readings, then just like me today, St. Paul and the word abnormal slap me in the face. I was abnormal in what way? In the way that I did not have daily mass, in the way that I did not get up and pray. There were 2 days that I got up at 5 o'clock, but I didn't pray. I was running around trying to get to the hardware store at 6 o'clock when it opened, and then be at my house by 7 to let the contractors in and all of that jazz. And, you know, it's abnormal for me. And as a result, guess what happened? I was abnormal in my behavior. Now, you think abnormal, like, you know, not right. I wasn't right. Some of us think of abnormal as maybe retarded. And by the way, retarded is not a bad word. Look up the definition of it. I am tired of political correctness. It's bastardized everything because we're afraid to say what real words mean. I'm not talking about a person with a disability. It's abnormal for me to act in the way that I acted. Okay, sorry, I'm trying to drive and talk at the same time and it's not working exactly the way that I would hope. Okay, back into the game. All right, so since I didn't have my normal structure and my normal prayer, I was more irritable, I was more frustrated, and I was not loving. I was unkind, especially with the cabinets. So unfortunately for me, I had 2 non-English speaking people who are great guys putting up the cabinetry. And we had to use Google Translate to communicate, and that didn't even work very well. And the guy that was supposed to be leading the project came there once for like 15 minutes, and he spoke English. So at the very end, the last thing that they had to do was put the crown around the top of the cabinets. And the last 2 pieces were brutal. And they were saying that the ceiling isn't level, and I was like, well, that has nothing to do with this cut, which is horrible. I mean, you could totally see wood. And again, I didn't know what to do. What can I have them do? It was getting dark. There was no more time for them. It was 7 o'clock at night. By the way, I did a video updating the whole week on my YouTube channel, so go check it out. You can see the progress. And there were some other things that had happened where the kitchen cabinetry didn't fit. And I called the manufacturer, and the manufacturer's like, well, there's nothing we can do about it. I'm like, well, wait a minute, you designed the kitchen for me and it doesn't fit. So what do you mean you can't do anything? And so I got irritated, and I definitely had attitude with the dude, to the point that he actually called me back 15 minutes later after we ripped the back part of the cabinet off so that it could fit, because the stove wasn't going to fit if we didn't move it closer to the wall. Long story, I'm sure y'all don't need to hear about this, but I gave him total attitude. Like, are you kidding me? And they all know that my husband died. I mean, I tell everybody because I want them to know that I'm not necessarily the one that knows anything about this stuff, you know? So work with me here, everyone, and hopefully we can get through this together and not have it be a big deal. But anyway, so yeah, I gave attitude to the manufacturer. And then at the end, I gave attitude to the 2 dudes who spent 2 full days busting their butts putting the cabinets in. They look pretty good. And now I'm just like, wow, I kept apologizing to Jesus last night. Like, I was not kind. I am so sorry, God. And I'm going to have to say something to the guy when I see him next week, because I'm going to give him the check, you know, that I was rude to them, you know. And at the end, I did say thank you. You know, I was like, gracias, kind of thing. But they knew I wasn't happy. And I don't know, maybe I shouldn't expect everything to be perfect. I know that crown molding is not easy. And I know that people, you know, end up putting a lot of caulk in there or putty or whatever you call it to make it look right. So maybe that's something that I have to do. I am going to buy some touch-up paint. I mean, it's just, okay, I knew that I was abnormal in my day and I didn't do the appropriate prayers. I didn't call on the Holy Spirit. I didn't have that gift of God through the Eucharist, through Mass, where I sit and I just start my day differently. My husband used to say this to me, "You are so different when you go to Mass." And why I don't listen to that more is beyond me, but I gotta tell you, I couldn't go to Mass. There was no Mass at 6 o'clock in the morning that I know of. But what am I gonna do about this? I'm going to make sure that at least I do my 15 to 30 minutes talking to him in my car on the way, maybe not talking to you, and doing my podcast at another time, or trying to crank out my podcast at home. At home, I'm meaning at the hotel, because I really don't have a signal up at my place that good. Okay, so that is step one. At least give God my day. Start my day by asking him to fill me with his Spirit and his grace, and giving everything, my eyes, my ears, my mouth, my heart, my body, my soul to him, and asking him to lead me. And then get to Mass. I know that there is a place, I don't know how far away from my house, that has noon Mass. I could easily slip out while the contractors are working and go to Mass. So I am definitely going to look at my calendar, look at masstimes.org. That's in America, by the way. That's, you put in your zip code wherever you are, and you can find a Mass, you can find adoration, and you can find confession. I always say to look on that website after you find the church that you're going to go to, and go to their website and then look at their bulletin, because unfortunately the masstimes.org is never always updated. It depends on the parish. And the website is sometimes not updated. It depends on the parish. But the bulletin is always updated every week. So just click on the bulletin when you get to the website and confirm that Mass is at that time, confession is at that time, or adoration is at that time. Okay. I don't want to be abnormal. So this morning, when I was packing up the car, I was listening to an alternative news station. I do not listen to anything on the cable networks. I listen to podcasts because I get the truth that way. Check out Dan Bongino. He is an awesome man. You can go to Rumble, download the app, and you can learn so much about what's going on in the world. And so again, but I wasn't listening to him this morning. I was just background noise until I got in my car. Why? Because you know what? I'm not going to be paying attention to prayer. I was half listening, half not listening anyway to the podcast. I knew once I got on the highway that that would be the time that I would pay attention. And I was still listening to the podcast as I was a couple miles in on the highway. And something didn't feel right. And it was me. I wanted to start my day with prayer. So I was like, ugh, I can listen to this podcast later. I mean, it made me feel uncomfortable. Who is that? Is that me? Is that the Holy Spirit? Is that my guardian angel? Changing my feeling of my body? I mean, it wasn't right. Nothing was settling at that moment right until I went to my playlist on my own YouTube channel that I pray with, and I pushed play all, and boom, such comfort, such peace. And then after that, I go back to the daily readings and I reflect. Now, I wasn't reading them because I'm in the car, but I was listening, and I played it over and over and over again. And the word again, abnormal. I was not my normal self. And if we reflect to see what is going on in our lives, we can probably pinpoint it to something. So we must have disciplined lives, and we must pray in order for the Holy Spirit to give us that peace that surpasses all understanding, no matter what. And then I look back and I'm like, wow, I love Eric, who's the guy who did my floors, who's doing all of the bathrooms, and I was so grateful for him. I just gotta say, in the end, I need that prayer in the morning. Every single day, no matter what, no matter what my calendar looks like, no matter what my schedule looks like, I have got to give God my first fruits, because He is going to be happy with that. I'm not trying to earn grace in my life, but I know the more that I give myself to Him, He is going to fill me with grace. I feel like yesterday was a pride-filled day. Because when you're prideful, you're not loving. It's all about you. And that's kind of what I felt. And I was trying to think afterward, would my husband have had such a big deal about those two pieces up on the crown? Would my husband have been able to, you know, do something or fix that? Or am I being irrational that I think that everything needs to be perfect in a cabinet install? I think maybe the latter is true, that I might be thinking things need to be perfect, and they're not, because the walls aren't necessarily level and they're not square. I don't know, people. I'm just trying to really reflect and pay attention to what I did, what I didn't do, and how I can make sure that this doesn't happen again. So you best believe when I get home that I am going to figure out how I can go to Mass and make sure that I am getting up at a time where I can pray before I start my day. This is the walk, my dear brothers and sisters, that we must do every single day, because if we do not reflect on our day, it's called the examine. It's a part of the Christian life, by the way. The Catholics, for sure, focus on this. It's St. Ignatius' prayer, where you look at your day and you say, okay, where was God present today? Where did I hear Him? Where did I feel like I saw Him? Where did I encounter Him? And then we ask, and what did I do? Did I blatantly ignore Him? Did I decide to do my own will? Or did I actually get prompted by the Holy Spirit to do something that I wouldn't have normally done? Or that I responded to that movement in my heart? You know, like today, when I was in the car and I'm listening to this podcast about the world and my body didn't feel right. Something wasn't right. And I was like, ugh, something, I gotta go to prayer. And that doesn't mean that I'm not gonna listen to the podcast or knowing what's going on in the world is a bad thing. Priorities, priorities. And the examine is not the time for you to beat yourself up. It's actually quite the opposite. It's where we thank God for opening our eyes to the day. So as I reflect on how mean I was, kind of, you know, with, not mean, I'm just not a mean person by nature, but my attitude surely showed. I mean, in the way in which my tone was when I said, oh, so this is how I said it to the manufacturer. I said, oh, so I'm all on my own on this. We designed the cabinets with you. They don't fit. And you're telling me that's my problem? Maybe even with a little more of an attitude. I don't know. But that's basically it. And then, of course, I couldn't even talk to the guys in English. I was trying to communicate through Google Translate, but they could tell by my body language and all of that. And, you know, I was not happy. And yes, some of you may be like, well, if you pay for a service and they don't deliver, that's you're justified to be angry. I don't know about that. I know there's justifiable anger, But in this case, I'm not sure this is that. You can communicate without being angry, without showing attitude, with words that you choose, with tones that you choose, and you may just get a better reaction or more help that way. Okay, I'm diving into this because this is what all of us should be doing every single day. And if you're not, then you ought to, because every single day is different. Again, I say this too many times, but it's worth repeating. If you say that your day is same old when someone asks you how it's going, you are not walking with God. Because when you're paying attention and when you are calling out to God and to Mary and the holy angels, your guardian angels and the saints and the souls in purgatory to help you on your journey, you have so much to learn and so much encounters and excitement and zeal and, oh my gosh, God, like, that was one of the most amazing things is God through nature. When I go to Tennessee, and you can see it on my YouTube video, the most recent one, the Tennessee update, and my anniversary, you know, it wasn't the best way to spend my anniversary. I didn't think much of Jeff, although I did on the way home, like, boy, honey, I don't know if I'm doing the right thing with this build, but, you know, I miss you, I wish you were here, but I'm on a new mission. And I don't know where I was going with this, but I lost my total train of thought. Sorry, people. I guess I can probably stop talking because I'm looking at 20 minutes. This is supposed to be a 10-minute podcast. But I think... Oh, nature! Yay! Ding, 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 ding. Thank you, Holy Spirit. See? When you remember things. And I didn't even call out to him. He put, or my guardian angel, put that thought into my head. So when I got out of the car, I was listening to the birds just singing me into the day. So beautiful. I'm telling you, nature and God and I totally connect. I kept seeing these hawks and these big birds soaring in the sky, and they were alone, not in flocks or bunches, just one lone hawk. And God speaks to me through birds, and I just kept looking, thinking, wow, is that what you're saying, that I'm soaring on my own? Wow, I'm crying right now. Like, what is that? Is that the Holy Spirit giving me these tears, telling me, yes, that's what he's saying? You know, I mean, if we pay attention, life is so exciting and so cool and emotional. Yeah, I mean, you know, I have the Holy Spirit gift of tears. There's no doubt. Sometimes I say it's a curse, but I wouldn't change a thing. I wouldn't. There's no way, because God made me this way, and I'm so happy to be connected to so much stuff. And I know that when I get those tears, that in some cases it's not mine. Why am I crying about soaring hawks? That's not me, people. That's not me. And this is the amazing daily journey, 24 hours that we spend with God all day, every day, and his holy army. Okay, whew, let's pray. I gotta wipe my eyes so I can see the road. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this gift of faith. Thank you for communicating to us through our dense minds. We ask that you slap us in the face more, that you help us to tune into you in everything, through what people say, through what we read, through what we see, through nature, through our prayer, through your word, through our relationships. Just please show us you and your holy angels and the messages that we get all day that we are ignoring. open up our hearts and our minds and have us tune into the God frequency, the God positioning system, so that we can follow your direction and do your will and not our own. Thank you for this faith, this gift that you have given all of us, so that we can develop it and grow it with you through your grace, through the blessings that you bestow on us. Help us to walk the walk with you in front of us. As you said, Jesus, follow me. And now we will pray for all of the people who have left this earth before us, who passed away, those souls in purgatory by name. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. So I prayed the Hail Mary because she was a human being. And she said yes to God, and she was sinless. She was filled with grace, and she pondered in her heart and said very few words, except her first words were to Jesus at the wedding at Cana. They have no wine. And the last words were, do what he tells you, to the servants. And I have been having this devotion to Our Lady of Sorrows. So tomorrow on Saturday with Kendra on my YouTube channel, if you're not subscribed, get on out there, click subscribe and click the black bell for all so you can get notified when there's a new video. I'm going to talk about Our Lady of Sorrows. What is the devotion? What are the promises? And I'm telling you, I am getting so much closer to her, and I feel like she's walking with me in my own sorrows, my own crosses. And I'm really meditating on the mysteries in the rosary differently. You know, I mean, I'm getting more clarity. It's amazing. And I didn't think I needed any more clarity. I think I pretty much knew what was going on. And this is the humility that we have to walk, is we don't know everything. We will never know everything that is A, in his word and in the Bible, and B, about the Catholic Church, and C, about all the saints and how to pray and how to reflect and how to do everything. It's a daily walk. And let's not overwhelm ourselves. Let's just focus on today, like I say always, the 24-hour journey. Because today is where God is. Right now is where God is. Satan wants you to worry about the future and, or, you know, freak out about the past. He doesn't want you to be right now, right here, with God. So if any of these words came through to your heart, or if you were thinking of certain examples of your life where you've been abnormal or you're not praying or whatever, let that be God touching you. Like I said, he speaks to us through other people. I'm not sure. I share my journey and all of my learnings and the beautiful blessings and graces, and I pray that they hit you in some way, shape, or form. And if that's the case, and something kind of went off in your mind, or in your heart, or in your body, in your soul, in your spirit, take it to prayer. And commit to prayer. And commit to reflecting on every day. Because when we don't, we're not learning. We always have something to learn, and we always have gratitude and thankfulness to throw back at God, especially if we are doing the examine. We need to say, God, thank you for showing me the good and the bad, because I need both. That's why it's not supposed to be a beat up session at night. It's supposed to be, okay, I get it. Thank you for showing me this that isn't a good way to live, and I'm going to do my best to change and to bring you in when I'm abnormal. When I'm abnormal again, I need to come to you to be normal. Oh, so funny. Okay, I love you all so much. Find something more with God always. Soul, mind, and body. Join me on Saturday for Our Lady of Sorrows, and have a blessed and inspired day.